Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are here again in the MFB podcast. This is Warren here with Luke.
What's up, guys?
Old Todd.
Yep.
And a few guest stars, maybe.
We'll introduce them later.
We'll see who pops up today.
Spoiler alert, if you're not caught up on Game of Thrones, I suggest you don't listen in.
Yeah, just stop the recording now. And catch up before you go any further into this episode.
Because this is going to be called the Game of Thrones Part 1.
Yeah, most likely,
yes. And we're recording this after Season 8, Episode 2, right before the Battle of Winterfell.
Yeah, so...
And it happens to be April 28th,
2019. That boy.
Yeah. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Todd, what you thinking? You want to discuss first?
Oh, I had like just three highlights.
Let's do highlights.
Favorite moments.
Go ahead. Favorite moments.
You know, some for me was I don't save everything for the finale. No, they don't build up the entire season, and then you know they build everything up, and then it just comes. It wraps up at the end. Red wedding, purple wedding, Ned's death. None of that was.
Finale.
It was like episode 2.
Yeah, I like how they broke down stuff like that. You know, the breakdown of they didn't die, or like certain characters didn't die on the season finales, which was cool to see. A different approach to a series and stuff, because the big stuff happened in the middle of the season sometimes.
It drags you on, not drags you on, but it catches you throughout. You know, if there's 10 episodes a season, which Game of Thrones, I don't even think it has 10 episodes per season. It's like 8 or something.
Yeah.
They're going to hook you in the first two episodes. It's not going to be like, oh, you got to get past the first season to get it. Yeah. Something's crazy going to happen every episode. You notice there's twists, there's turns, there are unexpected moments that are just, it keeps you wanting to watch the next episode, you know?
And a lot of it is just, and then the dialogue, you know. Might not be action-packed, but it's that dialogue that may seem boring if nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, like, they'll mention one name that you haven't heard in probably two seasons, and you're going to be like, oh my god, and that was worth it, just hearing that one name.
The link between all the characters' development is pretty worthwhile to see, and all the characters growing up. It was cool seeing the characters grow up, because starting from season 1 to season 8, seeing like Sansa and Arya growing up, that was very interesting.
Sansa did look good. Maybe Arya a little too much.
Yeah,
she could have grown up just a little bit less.
Yeah, but like when you come to think about it, she's like 22 years old. You know, you still see her as that little girl running around shooting an arrow in season 1.
Yeah,
you know, because they kind of portray her as that young.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
For me, it was when Jon was crowned king in the North.
That was a big highlight.
I don't know, it gave me the goosebumps.
It's
like he finally got recognized. Yeah, at the beginning, he's like, kind of brushed off. He's the bastard. He's just up north with nobody. So I like that part, when he got crowned king in the North. You know, they were chanting it. And then the White Walker secrecy, you know, they're holding it off until the very end. You know, we don't know much about them, barely seen them. I feel like they did that, like, a show that did it bad was, like, Walking Dead. They just threw the zombies at you.
Yeah.
And it kind of overdid it. I feel like the fact that we don't
know. The build-up to the White Walker, you know, it's not, you know, see them first thing.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, you see them and then it's nothing of them. And then you see him one episode, and you might not see him the rest of the season.
And when you see him, you know it's about to go down.
Some serious shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like how they kept that secret. I mean, I'd like to know what they want, but...
We should all understand.
I like how they barely showed him.
Yeah.
Because when they're around, you know it's time.
I think some of my favorite moments was probably, like, something that I liked that I didn't appreciate until I got... further along in the series, is Sam killing the first known White Walker. I thought it was pretty cool, being that he's not a strong character. He's not physically strong, you know. He's kind of just a mental backbone to everything. But, you know, he's not physical. You know, he's not a swordsman. and he ends up killing one of the only White Walkers to die in the entire show so far.
And then he keeps reminding everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on, motherfucker. He's making sure everybody, knows.
I like the resurrection of Jon Snow. I thought that was very epic. Because his death was like...
shocking.
Very shocking. And, you know, for him to come back and, like, off everybody who did it, even the kid, it was like, ooh, you know, like... He came back, and he came back with a vengeance, kind of.
Which we'll get into it later, but I think that's why I have him kind of living throughout the whole thing. I mean, why bring him back just to kill him again right away?
Absolutely. I think him and Daenerys are definitely going to make it to the end. And anyway, we'll touch on that. One last thing that I really liked was probably Daenerys' development from where she starts freeing all the slaves.
Yeah.
And how the slaves end up playing crucial roles in her ability to kind of become a tyrant, in a sense. You know, like her means of power, you know, she freed them. They don't have to stand with her, but they choose to stand with her. And if it wasn't for them staying with her, she probably wouldn't be alive today or be as strong as she is today.
Yeah, and, you know, her showing her them that grace and giving them that option is what made them want to.
Yeah, like,
you know, cause like
I fight because I choose to fight, not because you're making me.
Yeah.
What you got to say, Luke?
Some of my favorite scenes was recently John riding a dragon. That was pretty epic.
Yeah.
I was freaking out watching it because that was I was just in awe of the ability of him be able to just get on the dragon and act like he was doing his own thing.
Quick time though. Why don't they have harnesses yet?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they have harnesses on How to Train Your Dragon. Maybe they can...
at least install a seatbelt or something.
Yeah, something.
A chain clip. Something.
Yeah.
We're just going to ride in between some thorns that'll probably impale us.
I mean, they had that one where there was, about 7 or 8 guys just riding on the back.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll let that one go, but it's the same thing with the torches. Who lights all the torches?
When Sansa stays lit all the time. They definitely on top of them candles. Better than they are in South Louisiana.
We'll say magic and let it go.
Yeah.
Another highlight was when Sansa returned to Winterfell after being gone for so many years, and all of her people were saying the North remembers. The North remembers. That was pretty cool. And another big goosebump moment for me was when they announced Winter was here. That was pretty awesome. But I'm liking the direction it's going so far. Tonight we're gonna find out a lot of new stuff. They have a lot of deaths in this show. I mean, there's only a few episodes that don't have any main characters dying. I think there's a handful of them. I know that.
I think it's an average of probably like 3 or 4 main characters die per season.
Something like
and
that.
And in one season, they killed off half the cast with the Cersei blew up the
Sept. Yeah,
that was
pretty epic with the Dragonfire.
I feel like there's gonna be at least one more like that, a mass death.
Yeah. I feel like we might find that out tonight.
We might.
So
and we can if you know we can. I want to get into. What we think pretty soon. So I mean, if you got any
Let's knock out our favorite characters. Luke, take this one.
My first, Podrick, Grey Worm, and Tormund Giantsbane. he is funny. I like him, but like that's my top three. But my number one is gonna be Jon. I like Jon, but Tormund Giantsbane, he is.
I feel
so
like
funny.
It's hard to put Jon Snow in that category because, I mean, he's kind of like...
Everybody's favorite almost.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like the Captain America of Avengers.
They make you want to pull for him.
Yeah, hard not to. So it's hard to put him in a class with everybody else.
Yeah. That's why I got Podrick. Podrick, unsung hero right there, I think.
Pod the Rod.
Yeah, Pod the Rod. He's a ladies' man and he can sing.
Flipping switches and fucking bitches. Hey, Ty, what you got? That's a good lineup.
I haven't much coming in, but I'll go past Jon and Daenerys. I'll just jump straight to Jaime. You know, character development. You know,
I like his direction, the way he's going now. You know, like at first you hated him, now you're starting to like that
the fact transition. That he finally broke away from Cersei.
Yeah.
I think we also got to give that up to the actor himself. You know, like, you want to see more of him. Whether he's doing bad or he's doing good, it's kind of like seeing the Joker in Batman. Even though he's a bad guy, you can't wait to see what he does next. You know, whether he turns good or ends up...
There wasn't much he's done, you know, just to do it. Like, he didn't just... everything was... it was either an order, they were in war, it was something like never.
He
just,
had a reason.
Yeah.
He pushed Bran out the window because he didn't want
Bran.
They knew that Bran. He knew that Cersei would probably be killed for it. But sorry, go on. Continue.
And probably from that little mix up, the Bran. I do also like Bron.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he just wants his castle.
Oh, that's another good one.
He just wants his castle, man.
Yeah. Give that man a castle already.
And there's a lot of rumors saying he could get Castle Rock, you know, after everything sells. And let me see.
Do you have a, like, an honorable mention?
I'll go Davos.
That's a pretty good one.
Just Davos Seaworthy.
He's not an obvious pick.
Old guy, he has half hands.
He finds a way to survive.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's always been very wise. Throughout the entire show.
Yeah. And it kind of like Jamie, he never just did anything, you know, just bad on his own. He was, you know, he was with Stannis, but he wasn't really just killing people to do it. And he's still here.
Absolutely. It's kind of like Sam, you know, like he has to, you know, he might not be the strongest, but if it's not for him, certain people wouldn't either be in power or still be alive.
Yeah.
I think my top three is definitely got to be, I love the Hound. He's one of my favorite characters. Great character development. He's kind of a dick, but deep down inside he wants to do the good thing.
Yeah, he has that.
Especially from where he started to where he's at now.
Yeah.
You know, he's very humbled himself. I like Bronn. I'm with you on that. I'll second that one.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like one of those characters that he's kind of in the... on the side, you know, he's not like always that front main character, but he's funny and he's awesome, you know. And if it wasn't for him, Tyrion wouldn't be here. And probably the red-headed Wildling, that's my boy. He's funny.
Oh yeah,
you know, he's Tormund? Definitely a badass too.
Tormund,
he's definitely a badass. And honorable mention, I'd have to give it to probably Tyrion.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, I was kind of clumping him in the same group. As like the, you know, ones that everybody,
the main.
But I get.
I'll throw another one. I'd probably say Sam.
Okay.
I really like Sam Tully. You know, I think he's, you know, it's hard. He's kind of like Jon Snow. It's hard not to pull for him.
Yeah.
But you know.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, he's the first dude to off a White Walker. I mean, how can you not?
And he was almost happy that his dad died.
Yeah. He was upset with his brother, but I think he was okay with his dad being dead.
Yeah.
We'll see more development of that ongoing story with Daenerys and Sam.
If they make it tonight.
Yeah, if they all make it through tonight.
They may just feel like lazy and not want to tell us that story. Any least favorite?
Least favorite character? Oh, yeah, we could go here, Bodna. Fuck them all. I hate Joffrey.
Oh, that was my...
I just got excited. So I'm
most satisfying death on the show.
Joffrey, Littlefinger, and probably Greyjoy. Fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I hate Theon. Pull the trigger.
I still don't... I would put...
Get that dickless fucker out of here.
I would put all the Greyjoys in a category.
I kind of like the girl.
Yara?
Yeah, I kind of like her. She's nasty.
I think we just wipe them all off.
Yeah.
The face of whatever world they are living on.
So what's yours, Todd?
It's just all the Greyjoys.
All three of them?
Greyjoys?
Euron,
Yara.
There's probably like four or five.
Well, three that matter.
Yeah, Euron, Yara, and Theon.
I mean, they have to have some kind of good conclusion to even be introducing them. There has to have... Well, I mean, besides the ships, they keep playing that.
Yeah, she went back to the Iron Islands.
I mean, they have the gold company from Euron, but I don't know. I think the only way he really wraps up is by killing Euron.
Yeah. It might happen. I don't know.
That's saying he survives this episode, which I don't know.
I did not like Ramsay Bolton. God,
But he was. Didn't you like love to hate him though?
No, like every no, I just like, didn't
you
like know, him.
Not love, like you enjoy the character, but like you thrived on hating him. Like every episode, you were just like, ugh, I fucking hate that guy.
It takes a good villain, you know, like Cersei, I guess. You know, I guess he'd be a good example of a good villain.
Yeah, I agree with that. Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, that was a great episode right there.
I think that probably has to be one of my favorite moments.
They had you thinking about. Rickon almost made it. Mm. But part of you was like,
why
no.
didn't he just zigzag, man? Like, what possessed him to just run in a straight line? Come on, man. Dude, come on. Another guy.
Freedom!
Arya killed him. Mirren Trant, he was the guy we met at Comic-Con. Dude's cool as hell in person, but he act like as an actor and him playing that part, man, I did not like him.
No, what did he do?
Mirren Trant.
Was he the executioner?
No, he wasn't the executioner. He was the Joffrey's Kingsguard, the one that he abused the girls in Essos.
Yeah. Okay.
And one of them was Arya disguised and stuff like that.
Now about that. So did Arya kill that little girl? What? Before she used her face?
No, she stole
one. I'm gonna borrow this real quick.
She stole one from the faceless place and crashed her. The father north of the wall with all the Gilly's dad.
Yeah.
I did not like Craster.
Yeah. There was that meme that was like my dad, and it was like my brother, and they were all White Walkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen that one.
Oh, yes.
But that's a mine. Most hated.
Mm. Okay, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Top three saddest deaths in the series.
I mean, number one, Hodor, obviously. Yeah. That hit the heart.
I don't know about obviously, but okay.
That hit the heart hard.
Okay.
And Aemon Targaryen, the maester at Night's Watch, the old guy.
Yeah.
That was kind of sad seeing him go. You know, he was old age, and he had Sam and Gilly there with him. That was pretty sad. And Stannis' daughter.
Shireen?
Shireen, I think.
Shireen Baratheon.
Yeah, that was sad, man. Every single
week. What was your top three?
I mean, I didn't have one coming in, but how about you go and I'll...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, mine has to be probably Jon Snow's girlfriend. The Wild Red Redhead. Yeah. That was pretty sad for me.
Oh, yeah. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. Shireen Baratheon. Yeah. The little girl with the dragon scales. That was pretty sad.
Grayscale.
Yeah. That was pretty sad for me. I was like... I couldn't believe that old boy let him burn her. Like, you know he was torn to do that or not do that. And when he did it, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And
that's why his wife killed
herself. The Dire Wolves. Every time they killed a damn wolf, I was so sad. I was so upset. Yes. And then when they cut the wolf's head off and put it on
Rob
Stark's body, I didn't even care about the dude. I was like, oh, bro, they killed the fucking wolf. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
They could have just released him into the wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll clump Lyanna, Catelyn, and Rob's wife. Them together as one.
Yeah. Well, and the child.
Yeah.
That was inside of her. Stabbed her in the stomach, I was like, motherfucker, dude, this movie does not. Yeah. Like, this TV show will. You know,
they don't care.
Yeah, they will show the worst, and that was it.
And I did forget there was that one guy Jamie killed out of spite, you know, for no reason when he was held captive.
Yeah, that is true. Damn, I forgot about that.
And then
good call.
Not that there was really a top.
Yeah, wasn't that his cousin? That was his partner.
Just cover myself on that one. There was that death Jamie. I forgot about. And then, we could just go Liza Aaron. Because she didn't really do nothing either. Baelish. He just pushed her out the moon door.
That wasn't really sad for me. That was kind of satisfying.
It was, I didn't like her.
Well,
like I said, I didn't have a top three, so I'm trying to wing it.
I feel you. But, like, I hated her. She had to be one of the
I guess
that would be my...
I guess it was more surprising. I didn't expect him to kill her.
She'll probably be an honorable mention for my favorite deaths. Because if it wasn't for her and Littlefinger... conspiring against the whole shit, it pretty much put the show in motion.
Yeah, I'd probably more of a death that was I don't know, important more than...
I feel you.
Sad. I don't really have a sad death. I mean...
It's a show. We always gotta. We always kind of get lost and forget about that. But
mm-hmm. Nobody yeah. really died making it, guys.
Yeah.
True. Well, so, somebody may
have. Yeah, may or may not, but, you know, yeah. not in the fashion they show
yeah.
in the TV. So... All right, where we want to go first with this?
We're gonna start some theories here.
Ooh, let's get it.
Let's jump into that. Like, what's gonna happen in this new season? How is it gonna end? What do you think some of the stuff that's happened in the past will affect anything in the future? Anybody want to jump on board first?
I got a couple things.
Go ahead, Warren.
I think while the White Walkers and the North are fighting, the Dragon King, the Ice King, is going to fly the dragon to King's Land and burn Cersei and them up. I think that would be a pretty gnarly.
Yeah, because you don't
theory.
You don't,
because you don't see him.
Yeah, you don't see him.
And why wouldn't you be
episode?
Leading your troops with a big ass fucking dragon?
I
like that.
Go ahead.
But that would stop. I don't think that would be enough of a satisfying death for Cersei for me. I think she has to die by. Everybody kind of has to be.
Yeah. Has to be more of an iconic death than just
yeah.
somebody falling.
Yeah, I'm gonna circle
like,
back
I feel
to
like
that.
Other characters would at least somebody, Jaime and Tyrion, would have to witness her death.
Yeah,
ruin your character development.
Yeah, I want to circle True. Back to Cersei's death, but I want to continue with the Ice Dragon and going.
Yeah, because I definitely think
well,
that
I mean,
could
it's
be
a possibility, but I think that he went around with the dragon and he's going to meet Bran at the was
Godswood,
it, Godswood, whatever it's called.
We're not that nerdy.
Yeah, I just... we'll find out because you didn't see him. But I like that theory of him leaving his troops to go somewhere else.
What if he destroys the Greyjoy fleet
Ooh.
Over the water? Because they know they can't fight the water. He can't... That's their weakness.
Yeah.
You know, that from fire, which is the same thing. You know, complete
yeah.
opposites. You know? But that would be a good one, you know? I mean, I got a handful of theories, but I thought that would
yeah,
have been
that's
a good
one to
you know?
Start.
Like, maybe not go and kill Cersei, but definitely doing something other than fighting
yeah,
the battle. Like,
they did make a point that King's Landing had 1 million people. So, they may be flying a dragon to kill the people to build the army up.
And then flank them from both the north and the south.
Yeah.
Because the north is the biggest country, like, area composed on all of Westeros. So, it's very hard to protect it all. I looked up a map of Westeros.
Who did his homework?
Well, that's one for
me. You have the population?
Huh? No, I don't have the population number, but...
Where do you get these numbers?
Yeah. Show your facts.
Oh, I got more, but I think that's a good one to start off with.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
So, I want to talk about Cersei's death, okay?
Let's do it.
This is what I think is going to happen to her.
Do we
she's
all
pregnant.
Do we all agree she's dying?
I hope she dies. I really hope.
Okay.
She's pregnant right now.
Allegedly.
But Jaime.
I know that Greyjoy dude gave her a wiener.
Yeah, but she's going to say it's for the Greyjoy, but it's actually Jaime's.
Yeah.
Something like that. But she's going to die childbirth, giving birth to a dwarf. That's what I think. That
a very
is
iconic.
Way to go.
Yes.
And it's not going to happen until the last episode. That's what I think.
I don't think she dies.
Very poetic.
Towards the end, either.
Yeah. It's going to be very last minute.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those... Yeah, she's going to be with us to the end, I feel.
Yeah. And I could also see, maybe... The whole Jaime strangling her seems too obvious. But Arya may kill Jaime and use his face.
Ooh!
Yeah.
We always forget she got that nifty-ass tool in her backpack.
They have to use it again at least
yeah.
once.
I bet she's like Dora the Explorer, or she always got some tricks.
Oh, man, that was another death I forgot to talk about earlier.
Or Littlefinger's alive under and maybe he's a faceless man.
I got it right here.
Maybe Littlefinger's been a faceless man this whole time. You know?
What a theory there. What a theory.
Or somebody else was using
his face.
How many
people are dead? And it's somebody else controlling the show.
Yeah. Okay. They may be there in the simulation.
Yeah. None of this is real. They're gonna exit the Matrix and they all
yeah.
been sleeping.
And it kind of turning a little bit, I guess. Everybody's going to the crypts in Winterfell right
yeah.
now, where they buried dead people.
And fighting the White Walkers who raised the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that all those dead in the crypt are gonna come back to life?
I would like to see Ned Stark walk around headless.
Well, he may just carry it.
I seen that picture. They have that picture online. It's like all the Stark family, and it was Ned headless, and it was, he was holding his head.
It's kind of foolish that they're all going in there. They made a point. They mentioned it like 7 times. You'll be safe in the crypts. You'll be safe in the crypts. Women and children, go to the crypts. They kept mentioning it. I just...
Something's going to happen in the crypt. I don't know if they're going to be able to rot, like bring those dead alive.
Yeah.
Just because they were dead before. I don't know how it really works because I think only a White Walker or like the zombies, when you get killed by one of them, then you could be brought back. I don't think you could be already be dead by another means and then be brought back by the Ice King.
How do they... I got many questions on how this works because, first off, if you make something ice, like the ice people, whatever the fuck you want to call them, not the White Walkers, the ones that turn their body,
no,
but just the zombies, let's just call them the dead people that raise back.
The zombies.
Okay? If they've been taking these babies and changing them, how the fuck they get grow old?
It could just, they may just be on a shorter, development, maybe.
But I mean, it also says that they can churn people who are still living, not dead people. Because the baby, remember that they showed the scene, if I remember correctly, of the White Walker touching the baby and the baby's eyes going blue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, this whole theory could be nothing. You know, the crypts could mean nothing. Yeah.
I think I got one word that'll sum all this up and how it happens. Magic.
Magic?
Oh. I thought it was going to be Jakaris.
There's a lot of magic that goes on in the show that we don't really know about. Like, one of my thing is, think about the comparison between the two. As soon as dragons came back to life, White Walkers came back.
Yeah.
They have a correlation with each other. They have something to do with each other.
It's kind of like a balance in the force.
Because
it was relatively close, but it wasn't right away.
Yeah, because
the dragons weren't born until the end of the first season. The White Walkers were there. They were there.
But they didn't start their presence till after.
Yeah. They didn't make their trek down, I guess.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Well, you also got to forget, episode one, they weren't far off of the wall. And they saw the White Walker and they killed old boy's clan. He went running to the north.
Yeah.
And then Ned beheaded him. It's been going on. I think the White Walker's been planning this.
You think it's just been holding off?
I think that's more of a coincidence.
They also didn't have what they had. They couldn't get through the wall either. So they couldn't get...
But it's not a bad theory. I mean, the dragons become strong and powerful and the White Walkers become strong enough with a large enough army to start tearing some shit up.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, back to the magic stuff, there's a lot of theories going out saying that there always has to be a Stark living in Winterfell. And it just so happens that after all the Starks leave Winterfell, stuff goes down up north. Mm-hmm. You know, we see more White Walkers, we see the Night King, we see a lot more going on. So there has to be some kind of spell or something to do. I know that they say that the wall itself has a magic spell to hold back the White Walkers, but that's gone now because the Ice Dragon blew that thing to shit. So,
Paya Komsa.
Now, was that Ice Dragon breathing?
What is that?
Ice breath. I know what it is. It's
like,
magic.
It's like Godzilla. Whatever that blue stuff is.
Back to your magic thing, another one we don't know about is the faces that Arya used. I mean, we don't really know that much about it.
Watch, she's the Ice King. She's been playing motherfuckers the whole time.
We don't really know her limitations with it, though.
Yeah.
And kind of like the White Walkers bringing people that are, they didn't kill yet. We don't know if they can or can't. Kind of like Arya, we don't know her limitations. Because they didn't really explain it that well.
They kind of leave it to the audience discretion.
Yeah, that was one storyline that kind of threw me off a little bit, her training. Didn't really wrap up on fine. They didn't really explain it, but
yeah, she's like, "Fuck this training. I'm gonna just be me."
Like, why do we clean the people? Why do we, does the Walt face have to be hanging on the wall? I don't think it does because the phrase. But so why do the faces on the wall? Just back to your magic thing.
There's a lot I can go off on right here with this because, they say, a Stark built the wall. Bran the Builder, he was the like one of the first Stark.
Yeah.
And he was able to do something with the wall. I mean, that's all I got on that. Todd, you want to throw some theories out?
Todd, what if... Yeah, Ed.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was it your theory, Luke, or Todd's about the White Walkers growing because the dragons are born?
That was
okay,
me.
Luke. Okay, so what if your theories is reversed? Like, what if... Because the dragons are the result of the White Walkers, not the White Walkers are the result of the dragons.
Well, I was just saying how it was just... At the same time, they both became up. You know, we didn't really see much of the White Walkers except for a little glimpse of them in the first episode.
So I think, did you mean kind of like the dragons made the White Walkers want to come? Because they were there, but they showed how they created the White Walkers.
We've seen that later on. Now, who was that? Who was that guy?
Judging of the Forest.
No. The guy they stabbed.
They didn't really.
They never said who he was.
Didn't look like Bran.
Ooh, I think.
He had to
look like Bran, though.
I have some theories on Bran, but
go ahead.
Before we get any further with this, Todd, because me and Lucas spoke a couple theories, we want to hear some of yours.
Yeah.
Sure. I heard about this listening to other podcasts. I'm not going to obviously give them a plug.
No, because we don't get paid for this.
Because we're sponsored by absolutely no one.
And that's not Arya. that was a little late. There's a book theory. It didn't get introduced yet, but Euron has some dragon horn that he can use, and apparently it controls the dragons or something.
What?
Yeah, it was in the books. It's called a dragon binder horn, I believe. But, you know, that may be a...
See,
that may be after they win the Winterfell battle and go down, and that's what he brings to Cersei. Because Cersei... There's something else that she has besides just the Golden Company.
Yeah. She don't have her damn elephants, for sure.
I hope they show I hope some elephants just show up just to kind of wrap that up. To say, yes, we did have the budget.
How many times did she say it?
Like a few times.
I mean, the amount of money they make, they could just CGI some in there.
Yeah, I mean this episode costs like 90-something million, just the episode.
They can fly a fucking dragon, they just can't give you an elephant.
Yeah. So, you know, the dragon horn, I feel like Cersei may have something else up her sleeve. She has to. Yeah. She always does.
She's always in that corner with another plan.
Yeah, so, you know, a dragon horn, they didn't introduce it yet, but, you know, it could be one of those, ninth inning.
Walk off.
The book and the show, they're very parallel, but there's a lot of things that the book doesn't, like the show doesn't do, like, in the book.
Yeah.
In the book, there's what's called the Night's King. He was like the first leader of the Night's Watch or something like that. And he fell in love with a wildling I'm not really too knowledgeable on that. I just kind of read through it somewhere. But it's different than the Night King we see on TV.
Yeah, I don't think the books have the Night King at all.
No, they have the Night's King, but the Night King is different.
Yeah. And I didn't read the books. It was just from a podcast, unnamed.
Yeah, I just... they have to have something because Starks were first men, and I believe the Night's King might have been a Stark because the Starks, like, they thrive in the winter. You know, they do their best work in winter.
Yeah.
So they have to have the blood of wildlings in them as well because they are... Everybody else besides Starks are like the oldest family in Game of Thrones. Oldest, one of the oldest. They have the blood of the first men. Everyone else is Andals, which means they came from Essos, I believe, and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. They were the only true ones to be from Westeros. So Starks have something about them that's just gonna.
They're gonna live. They could bring something from the books always and tie it in that they just haven't introduced yet. It's kind of hard, maybe hard with the timeline.
They did in the last season. They wouldn't have much time to introduce something and explain it enough. You know, like it could have been something like the horn theory is good, but I think if they would have said something about it, like even just mentioning it, like, well, the Greyjoys allegedly have a horn
that can
do something and then not mention it ever again.
Or mention he has something.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
I like something. Yeah.
There's a couple other things.
But that's a good theory.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the book, so that's just why I'm bringing it, just in case, not everybody reads the books.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. My cousin read them, but he kind of tried to highlight some of the stuff in the books. Like, the last two seasons of the show aren't in the books yet.
Yeah.
So that was made after, with George R.R. Martin, they're kind of leading the direction, but it probably could be different.
I think that dude's a pervert.
He looks funny.
Maybe so.
He's such a weird.
There's a couple more things, just quick theories I had. Just quick,
Fuck us up with this truth, Mr.
Did John become immune to white dragon, the ice dragon fire, once he was resurrected? Since he's a Targaryen?
Yeah, we never really see him interact with fire like Daenerys, because Daenerys...
But I'm saying, after he was resurrected, right though.
Yeah.
Would we see dragonglass armor?
Jaime's hand?
Oh, yeah,
why
yeah.
isn't it dragonglass?
His hand could be dragon glass. I don't know Jamie's why they didn't do that yet.
Yeah.
I mean, or, it may... He could use it as a shield and it would automatically kill him.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a quick side note that just... epiphany.
Yeah.
So this bitch is a fire dragon queen, right?
Daenerys?
Man, just stand in the fucking fire. They ain't gonna walk up on you.
I had that as well. I didn't want to
set yourself on fire and walk around burning bitches up.
I know we had time for that. But I was gonna say, maybe they're,
flame on, bitch!
I had it as a note to mention, but we didn't get there yet. Daenerys fighting through flames.
Yeah, why not fucking light that bitch up?
And then I had an even better thing.
Is John retarded too?
Yeah.
If he was, I was gonna say, how cool would that scene be if they were both, immune to it, and they were just both lit on fire,
having sex. Burning up.
Well, they'd be naked, obviously.
Yeah, because that clothes. I don't think they'd both be fighting NASCAR.
They'd both be fighting, through the dragon fire. I mean, who's gonna stop the? They would take out every white.
Oh yeah.
With
the Valyrian steel, dragon glass. But
we don't know if Daenerys can even swing a sword.
True.
She'll swing that. Other dragons.
But.
So dragon glass armor, like dragon glass cannonballs. Like, what are we doing?
Armor
here?
The dragons.
Might help them too. Yeah.
Why is it only dragon glass or Valyrian steel?
What?
I know dragon glass is what created the White Walkers, so that's an obvious one. But why Valyrian steel? Like, what's so special about it?
I'm wondering if they got like some fire dragon glass, whatever shit. In the Valyrian steel. Like, is it made? It has to be something special because it's the rarest metal in the show.
Where it came from.
Yeah.
It came from Valyria. Volcanic mountains. Ooh. Steel from volcanic mountains.
This is this is our good friend Jacob here.
Plugging in.
Come on in, Jake. All right, Jake, fuck these people up with some truth here.
So go ahead with that again.
Well, old Valyria, where the dragons are from.
That's right. I forgot.
Where the steel originated from? It's a volcanic area. Volcanoes erupted and destroyed the civilization that was there. I'm thinking that's what it has to do with. The steel came from, a volcanic area. Fire, it's fire related.
Yeah.
So, it takes out White Walkers.
That makes sense.
Pretty simple and great theory.
And it wouldn't take long to really, don't take long to describe that a word then,
Yeah.
Like, because we only have four left.
Yeah.
Some of these theories just can't happen. There's not enough time. That could obviously, that makes sense.
They might not ever even explain it.
They just know
that those two things are effective.
Yeah.
So they just, they made it last this long. How many seasons have they showed that the Valyrian steel killed the White Walker when Jon Snow killed one before they drifted off of that island?
Yeah.
And how long has it been since Sam Tully stabbed that White Walker with the dragon glass?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Do y'all think Jon is the prince that was promised?
Yeah.
Because you got to think about the loosely turned.
It's your boy.
Because they're saying Daenerys is the princess that was promised. Who do you think? I mean, it's kind of obvious. But since we watched that last episode and Jon told Daenerys who he truly was.
Yeah.
There's, I think, a rift between the two of them now. But I think John is not. He doesn't want the throne, right? Mm. Can y'all agree? He doesn't want it.
No, but what if him by claiming that throne frees Winterfell?
Then he would.
You know, I think that if it's probably going to come down to if there is going to be a clash between Daenerys and Jon Snow, it's going to be because of that. She's going to want control over the North, and Jon Snow's going to want to be its separate entity. And in order for him to let the North be separate, he has to be king and kind of reside it from that.
Because
union.
You saw how her Daenerys and Sansa's reaction when Sansa asks about what about North?
Bitch got crossed real quick.
Drop their hand.
I have a question though, guys.
What?
This is something that's been building up since probably season one.
Oh Lord,
the White Walkers.
No, I mean we've been on the White Walker, we've been on the dragons this almost this whole episode. Yeah. But I want to know if it comes down to the Hound versus the Mountain.
Ooh,
and AKA who? Clegane Bowl.
Who's going down? What y'all theories? Latch.
I hope the Hound wins. It's going to be hard to beat the Mountain because he's like already dead, kind of.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's Frankenstein.
Wait.
So I hope the Hound wins. Todd?
I think it'll be like a redemption with the flames.
Oh, yes.
Because he did it to his brother. He put his face in the flames. So I think somehow they're going to make that, they're going to wrap that up with maybe him overcoming the flames or something.
Yeah,
or maybe he'll go into the flames while killing the Mountain or something.
He'll get
like
over something iconic with the fire and his fear.
I think he'll get his redemption. He'll overcome the fear and kill him, I think.
My theory is they're both going to die. They're both going to fuck each other up so bad that they're both going to die, but the Hound will be the last one standing.
Yeah.
Kind of like the ending to Gladiator. Obviously, he won.
I didn't know where you were going there.
But they both die. The good guy and the
Russell
bad guy
Crowe,
both die.
Man, Russell Crowe.
But I think it's going to be something iconic, kind of like the movie Gladiator.
Jake, you got any thoughts?
I mean, that was it. I think the Hound will take it, but he's going to get fucked up in the process.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a great way to send off the Hound.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to see him just fucking stabbed.
I think that'll round off, you know, y'all bring up character development a lot. I think that'll round off his story. That'll finish his story. You know, he finally got back at his brother. It'll finish his character development. And that also brings in what y'all were saying earlier about King's Landing. I don't think the Night King can make it to King's Landing and destroy King's Landing while they're fighting in the North, for the simple fact that you have too much in King's Landing, that you need too many people, the Mountain, Cersei,
the Greyjoy.
Yeah,
Uncle.
The Greyjoy, Uncle, the
Golden Company.
The Golden Company. I think you have too much going on there for the Night King to simply go over there and just destroy it all. You need all that to finish your story.
Mm-hmm. On a much lighter note, what if the Night King turns Cersei into the Night Queen?
What if it's Daenerys?
Dum bum bum! And how the fuck did they pull a dragon out the water if they can't get in the fucking water? Magic.
Cersei though, I don't think Cersei would be the Night Queen.
Or you know, are they just forming an alliance?
But she's an ice cold bitch. You ain't never seen the. I like that theory because you ain't never seen the Ice King talk. This motherfucker just raises his hand like a Nazi and throw a fucking spear.
See, that's the one thing, too. If they're flying a dragon to King's Landing, all they'd have is spears against the dragons, which, you know, they proved fatal, but they wouldn't have anything in the air. It would just be, foot soldiers.
But can the spears kill the dragons? They could kill live dragons, but can it kill a magical fucking ice-walking dragon?
All they would have the live dragons. They wouldn't have the ice dragon if he's going to King's Landing.
Correct.
So all they would have is foot soldiers with the spears to attack, you know, the Winterfell's heir, the dragons. But, I mean, the spears are deadly, obviously. So
yeah.
Maybe it's enough.
I want to know, what is going on in Essos when all this stuff is going on in Westeros?
You want to know?
Because Westeros is way smaller than Essos, and Essos is like just, well, it was, they don't have any Dothraki over there, but like, nothing's going on over there.
I think that's a good thought, because that Red Witch is there.
Yeah.
If I remember right. And you can't tell me the only motherfucker that can resurrect people and have them still be themselves is not going to play a crucial moment.
It has to.
Have something to do with the end of this fucking movie.
She went back home. And all the red priests and all that stuff over there. So something's gonna happen with them. And they got but like
priest what, too,
priestesses.
Well, she did. She did mention that her and Varys both have to die in Westeros. She did say she had. She was leaving, but she had to come back because she had to die in that country.
Correct. And while her theories were usually off a little, they usually still came true.
Yeah.
You know, there was. She was usually right, but she was just wrong about a detail in the theory.
Yeah.
It's kind of like. Like, she sees something in a fire, but she can't...
Quite
it's,
make
it's
it
like out. An abstract painting. Yeah. You know, you kind of see it, but you don't really know what you're seeing. They were all interpreting.
Going back to the prince or princess that was promised, Ser Davos was always around who she thought was the prince that was promised. Stannis, and then now he's with Jon.
Yeah.
So, what if Ser Davos is the prince that was promised?
Well, that's way out of left field right there.
Yeah, I mean,
but he was always there, and she only saw a blurry picture in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not that I'm rooting for that, but
good theory though.
Yeah,
great theory.
He was always with with who she thought was the prince that was promised.
He has a lot of character development.
Yeah,
He's been a lot of places. He's seen a lot of shit.
Because the twists are coming,
Yeah, something.
We're going to be so wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to knock it out.
Oh,
and probably nothing we say is...
Which brings me to the dumb theory. A dumb theory. That's Varys is a merman. And that's how he travels so quickly.
Varys? What?
Hey.
He learned instant transmission from watching Drake.
It's magic.
Magic, but y'all want to buy some magic?
Do y'all think Bronn's going to kill Jaime or Tyrion?
0%. Mm.
Do you think he's going to change? Like, he's not going to listen to Cersei?
I'll give this... I'll shout out my wife, Heather. She said maybe Bronn's... He may see a dragon, the Night King, flying over, and he may be the messenger or something.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't think he kills him, though.
My opinion, I think he'll have the heart to kill Jaime, but won't have the heart to kill Tyrion. Because Tyrion is his partner. If it wasn't for Tyrion, he wouldn't even be at King's Landing right now.
Yeah.
And same thing with Tyrion. Tyrion wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Bronn. They have that connection. That's kind of like boys in the hood.
They're original.
They're OGs. They've been together for a minute.
So, we're coming close to the end of this episode right here.
Yeah.
I want to end on this big theory. So, Daenerys, ever since finding out that who Jon really is, it's going to drive her mad. And she's going to become the Mad Queen.
Just like her father.
Just like her father. Will Jon be the one to have to kill her?
Or will Jaime keep his title as the Kingslayer?
/ Queenslayer.
Or... Will Bran go back in time? And that is the reason the Mad King turned so mad.
Yes. Bran...
Just the same thing that happened to Hodor.
Yeah.
He went fucking retarded.
Yeah, once you start talking about
that... No offense to Anakin.
Once you start talking about that... It's going to get confusing.
Yeah, because with the time...
I'm still confused about the Hodor thing.
It's trippy. It's like a lot to wrap your mind around.
I get the parallel timelines and, but...
So, Bran pretty much has to control over the whole storyline, basically.
Yeah. But back to,
But back to what I was saying...
Yeah, because we can go on forever about the... If they go back in time.
Do you think Daenerys is going to go mad?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I think she has her father's...
Now, I think Cersei may go Mad Queen, if she's not already.
Yeah.
And he may fulfill his King, Queen, Slayer title by killing her, more so, than the book theory of the little brother killing Cersei.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a book theory, that the little brother kills Cersei. Yeah.
Don't know who the little brother is.
What if the White
Wolf? She was born first.
Yeah.
So technically.
So Jaime's younger.
Oh, okay.
You think it's Tyrion, technically.
It's Jaime.
It could be Jaime.
So
it
could
be either.
Somebody chokes her out. It's a book theory, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, even it mentioned in the TV show, it showed her young going to see the witch.
Yeah. That's a big highlight.
It was telling her about her children. Yeah. The king would have 20, she would have 3, gold would be their shrouds. in that same instance, it mentions that she'll be killed by her little brother.
Now, on the show, was it on the show they said that?
I don't think they mentioned it in the show.
I know they said she was going to lose her three kids for sure.
Yeah, I think during the book it was in that little.
It was in that little memory right there. But just to tie it in, like I said, if you think about it, technically they're twins. She was born first, and then Jaime, and then you get Tyrion. You automatically assume it's Tyrion that's going to kill her. But it, you know, the door is open for Jaime to do it.
I think Jaime is going to be the one that have to kill Cersei.
Yeah.
I think Jon's going to have to kill Daenerys.
Quick piggyback off of what Jake said, though. You know, that in that thing, it said she'd only have three kids. So, she's pregnant, but that would tie back into the theory Luke had that she'll die of childbirth. Because she's not supposed to.
So the child would die also?
Or the child may die.
Will the child be like the heir of...
Well, but she can't. Well, if it's true, she wouldn't have another child.
Do you think Daenerys is going to get pregnant?
Does she even have one?
Yeah, she could. She may not be pregnant. If you have sex on the show, you're pregnant.
Yeah, if you sneeze on them, pretty much.
If you get close enough.
But she says she can't have kids. Daenerys says she can't have kids because I think it's going to be weird because that's her nephew.
But apparently going back to the history, that's the Targaryens did it that way.
They kind of embraced
it. She was more worried about his claim to the throne than that being her nephew.
Yeah. I'd have been like, oh, bro, I just had sex with my
aunt.
my fucking parent.
But if it was a way of life.
Oh, my nanny.
If it was a way of life.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if it's the way of life back then, that's how it was back in the medieval days.
It happened all the time. I guess Arya's pregnant, too.
I think one...
that scene was very awkward to watch.
Because they did have a scene in the first season where the king went up to Ned and said... You have a daughter, I have a son, and technically...
Well, they would be married, yes.
That would...
And we were thinking Joffrey and Sansa.
Let's join our houses, his exact words.
He was thinking...
There's just a lot of those small tie-ins to the first season.
Yeah, I didn't think about that one.
Small tie-ins, real quick. You're talking about Dany being pregnant, and they beat it into you that she can't have kids, you know, until the son... What is it? Rises in the east.
Yeah,
I think that was Khal Drogo coming back to life.
Yeah,
when whatever sun sets in the whatever.
Well, she can't have children until I think it was tied in. She couldn't have children until that. So I think something weird is gonna happen to where I think she'll end up pregnant. Mm. I think that's a real possibility because they beat that continuously.
I think a couple theories on that. One, if it becomes her wanting to kill Jon Snow, but she's pregnant, I feel like she will restrain herself because that's the father of her children. Second off, I know this is kind of out of the ballpark and we kind of finished with theories, but I think it'd be kind of cool. Not saying it's going to happen, but while we'd be a shocker here since we're just throwing shit out of left field, if the White Walker would bring like Khal Drogo back and Daenerys would see him, and that would be like the White Walker's way of getting to her.
Mm. Yeah.
Kind of in left field.
We never saw him physically. He was brain dead, I think.
No, but remember, she smothered him so he would stop suffering.
He went night-night.
Okay, that was a long time.
But that brings it back to, can the Night King bring back the dead that's already dead? Or can he only bring back the ones he kills?
I think we're going to see in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, we have real close to this next episode starting.
I'm just going to quickly go see if I got anything else, but you can go.
One other thing that we didn't mention, and I've talked to Luke about this in the past, is that I looked up like family trees and stuff and bloodlines. So, because, I mean, it does get confusing. There's a lot of people that's like, oh, he's kin to him by that way, or she's so-and-so's niece through this and that. And I found out that the Baratheons, Rob? No, not, what was the original king?
Robert
Baratheon, his grandmother was the Mad King's aunt, which makes him part Targaryen.
Oh, jeez.
So, technically, Robert's bastard son is part Targaryen. That bloodline still runs through him.
Yeah, but it's not as true as Jon's.
True, but I mean, it's still...
John's the rightful heir, but that would be if we would ignore the takeover that made the Baratheon king.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to ignore that altogether.
But Baratheon also has the rightful heir. That's where I was getting to. Because he has partial heir because he's part Targaryen, and he has partial heir because his dad overthrew the kingdom and became king that way. So in a sense,
the reason the Baratheons got the throne when they killed all the Targaryens was because the Baratheons were the closest kin to the Targaryens.
Yeah, that's and why Starks didn't want it.
And Starks didn't want it. Wanted no part of it.
Yeah, Starks are just like the badass motherfuckers.
Hey, look, we just will fight,
but we don't want no. We just want the north.
You leave us to our fucking shit. If you need some ass whip, call us. Other than that, just leave us alone.
They're the badasses in the background saying, man, I got you back.
Yeah, ride or die.
I got you back.
It's beach season.
Well,
who dies tonight?
Sam Tully is gonna die.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, we got
Brienne is dead. Theon is dead. And fucking Samwell Tarly is dead.
Think so?
I think everybody who had a crucial moment in the last episode, it's either going to be they're almost dead and they're going to leave them to die in the next episode, or they're going to get off tonight. Because I think we're going to see a lot of people die, a lot of longtime characters, and we're going to be very upset or very happy. Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah, Jorah. I think Jorah's going to die.
Yeah,
I
like him, but I agree.
I think I agree with that.
Barrett, the guy with the flame sword.
Oh yeah, he's dead. Oh,
God, he's such back. A fucking badass though.
But there's nobody that can bring him back.
Not
he's
yet.
Dead.
Unless that red bitch show up.
He is under the radar. He is under the radar. Probably one of my favorite side characters.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bronn. Am I right?
Yeah. You know, like exactly like Bronn.
He's a good character. He has his moments, but he's kind of just and pushed aside. Over the big names.
And they're not, you know, good or bad, really. He's kind of somewhere in the middle. But I think Theon, Jorah, I got Gilly going down, and then Sam's child. Varys, he's going out. Tormund, Grey Worm, and Beric.
Oh, man, I had that strange feeling about Grey Worm, too, because they made it like an iconic scene with him and old girl kissing. Like, and it's just that build-up of, like, will they see each other again?
Yeah.
You know, ooh, man.
But there's also, you know, they played up all these characters to make you think their story's done so that, oh, they're done, they can just kill them now.
Yeah.
I think the twists are coming.
I don't think Grey Worm's going
to
die.
He's got to make it to the end with Dany. I think whatever Dany goes through, Grey Worm's going to be there. If Jon Snow has to be the one to kill her, Grey Worm's going to be right there saying, fuck you, I'll kill you first.
Well, it's either him or the Night Guy. The guy that came back. Who's obviously in love with her, who has Sam Tully's sword now.
Right,
yeah.
Jorah.
So.
Unpopular opinion, Ser Brienne lives tonight.
I'll second that.
I don't think so.
I'll second that. Wives say no, we say yay.
I don't know. I'm siding with the girls. I'm siding with the girls, man. She's going to die tonight.
I don't know, man.
She's going to turn, and Jaime's going to have to kill her again.
Probably.
Damn, ice the bitch.
So. Well, go ahead, Warren. Wrap it up.
All right, man. Look, it's been a great episode. I hope we have time to do another episode on Game of Thrones in the future.
Yeah, I think we'll do like maybe a recap, or if we have time, if something. I know crazy stuff's gonna happen tonight. Maybe something else or not as crazy will happen like we think. So we're gonna definitely have another Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah,
definitely.
And Endgame.
Oh yes, Avengers Endgame coming soon.
And we'd just like to shout out to all our listeners. We know we don't have a lot.
Our average audience is five.
But we'd like to thank y'all for tuning in with MFB Podcast. It's been a great time.
Yeah, look us up on Twitter at Podcast MFB, Anchor the MFB Podcast, and Spotify the MFB Podcast.
And send us emails to the MFB Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, if y'all have any ideas or stuff y'all want to hear us talk about or theories, please let us know.
Or sponsor us.
Yeah, sponsors would be nice.
Sponsor us.
You can send your resumes to that Gmail address as well for an internship. Unpaid.
Please and thank y'all. It's been real. It's been fun. See y'all next time.
All right. See y'all later.